you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Luke chapter 4, verses 42 and 43. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, February 7th, 2024. Wow, it's already February 7th. Actually, the 7th of like five different months was when we launched the radio ministry, April 7th. And then I think it was like November 7th, 103.9 went on the air. And then July 7th, another station went on the air. And so I always tried to put stations on the air on the 7th. And, you know, it's a special number in the Bible many times.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The number of
Absolutely.
Fullness, and God does many special things.
I was just preaching out of Exodus this last week, and sure enough, 7777. They get to Mount Sinai. God meets with Moses in the cloud for 6 days. On the seventh day, God speaks. He gives seven speeches. The seventh speech is on the Sabbath. Within there, he says, consecrate the priests for 7 days?
All right.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, there's
it's
the seven
everywhere.
Churches of Revelation. And
seven church. Oh, we could go on. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So with me in the studio is Pastor Nick Brzozowski. He's the pastor. He and his wife, Hannah, pastor at Anchor Church in Champaign. Kind of a new church plan. It's kind of funny. Some of you might remember when I've had him on before. We won't go into an extensive introduction to all the things we've said in the past, but it was right when they were starting and launching a new church that COVID sprung up, and it's like, how do we launch a new church and invite people when churches are being closed and such? So he survived that, and their church is thriving. But he also pastors at Arrowsmith Christian Church, and we have our friends, the Joneses, Richard and Debbie, and other friends over there. I got to preach a message some months back, and now you're there each and every Sunday. I know they appreciate you, and you're our new editor-in-chief of the Prime Life Times publication, and this is your first edition where your imprint's all over it, along with the great help of Rob and Karen and Ruth and Sam and Kelly and the others that help proofread and do editing and assist in a variety of ways in our team. But I wanted to have you in to formally introduce you in another way to our great news radio listeners, our WLUJ family of stations, because now being the editor-in-chief, you get to guide the publication, and you're already working on March and maybe some stories for April. All the articles come in, and he has a team that looks at it, and Kelly helps format it all. But when you came to our ministry leaders luncheon last Thursday, it was the first time you saw the edition. We didn't get one to your house that day or that couple days, so you got to see it, and I introduced you to all the pastors and ministry leaders as our editor-in-chief. So we're going to walk through together, listening friend, what the publication looks like, how you can get your copy. It's available at over 400 area locations throughout central Illinois and west central Indiana. But Pastor Nick, tell us a little from your perspective how this all happened.
Yeah. Well, if you talk to any church planner, they're going to say that oftentimes starting a church is not always a straight line. Sometimes it's crooked.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of adapting and pivoting. And of course, for the 2 years, we were really in the thick of things with COVID. The word pivot.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we've been pivoting. We love what we get to do. We were able to move here from Kenosha, Wisconsin, and start off Anchor Church from scratch. But there's been a lot of pivots, and one of the big ones of 2023 was we realized for Anchor to be viable for the long term, it wouldn't make sense for us to be full time. So for the first 3-4 years, Hannah and I were both full time. That was our main thing, was pastoring Anchor Church. And so this last year, we were looking for different opportunities, And it's funny, we were praying for it. We were looking at some things. I considered bookkeeping for a while. And that was actually what I talked to you about.
Yeah,
we spent a good portion of the day together talking to you about that. I was able to be on the air and all that. And then you came across an opportunity to be a pastor at Aerosmith. And you thought of me. You throw it my way. And it's been a huge, huge opportunity. What a great door that's been opened. I've loved it. The people there have been outstanding. Yeah, you mentioned Richard and Debbie. They've been so, so kind to me. And it's just been such a joy. My goodness. You know, I was reading this year, Marcus Buckingham. Have you ever heard of him? He writes like the Strengths Finders. He's big into like research and leadership. And he wrote a book about work and joy. And it really impacted me. He talked about how when you're working at something, we got to stop prioritizing things that you would think are the most important. So things like salary, things like who you work with or who you even work for, or even the mission of the organization. Those are all really important. But he says that above all of that is the actual work itself. If you're going to thrive in a job, you have to enjoy what you do more than anything else. And the research shows, you know, you may hate your coworkers. You may not believe in the mission. You may not get paid a lot. But if you get a full satisfaction out of the work you do, you can run with that. And that made such an impact on me, especially as a church planner. I struggle with the results and the outcomes. So to lean more into what's the actual work I can do.
Right.
And so this year, we do more services with Anchor. We did once a month. Now we're doing once a week. And now starting on with Aerosmith. So I'm writing a lot now. I'm preparing a lot of sermons now. And I really enjoy that. And I'm being more myself with them instead of trying to present something I think I'm supposed to. I'm leaning into where I find joy and how to present the word. So I've been loving that. We were crunching numbers, and I thought, you know what? It'd be really great if I could get another morning church to go to preach at. I thought, you know, it's working out with two churches. How about a third? I've heard guys will do that. They'll go to one in the morning and go straight to another. Anchors in the evening. And so I reached out to you, Mark, and said, hey, do you know of any other? And it just so happened to be around the time when you were looking for an editor for the Prime Life Times. And you just kind of tossed it out there. I think you even mentioned there was someone else you were thinking about or posing it to. And I never told you this, but when I got that email from you, I jumped on it. I'm like, okay, this guy better not get it because this sounds incredible. This sounds like such a cool opportunity doing something I love. I don't have a ton of experience with newspapers, but with blog writing and, of course, sermon writing. And I published, you know, self-published a book. And I love writing. I love ideas. And, and the idea of overseeing this kind of work with so many contributors and so many different variety of ideas and stories being told, I thought this would be incredible. So I jumped on it. I said, whatever you need, Mark, I'm on it.
And it really has worked out great. And listening, friends, you can probably tell I was looking for somebody with some energy. It's all over the room here. And Nick, I've introduced him many times to friends. I said, he's my Barnabas. Every time he comes to the ministry leaders luncheon, he brings an encouraging word, a smile, an upbeat tempo. I said, he's Mr. Positive, and yet he's always affirming. And so you want to always have some affirming people in your life. And there's a few times over the last couple of years where Nick didn't make. And I'm like, oh, Nick, I really missed you, you know, but you do bring a real heart for the Lord, which I appreciate, and skill sets and ideas. And as you mentioned, you've blogged and done other things, but you've really gelled well with our team, which you brag them all up. So Rob and Ruth and Kelly and Karen and Sam and those of you that assist, Nick is always saying, they are so gifted. They are so talented. I couldn't do this without them. And Rob has spent hours with me, and this person is helping and assisting. And so this Prime Life Times publication, it really is a team effort. And our goal continues to always be, and it's informative, engaging, it's positive. It's something that we want to get into stores and retail outlets and businesses because it has the trademark of the radio ministry embedded in it. It's not, I wouldn't say, a Christian publication because there's a variety of stories, but many of the content contributors are believers. There are many God-honoring stories, but it's an inroad that we've made into a lot of businesses, a lot of different readers, over 32,000 each and every month, and many of them haven't come to that saving knowledge of having Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and yet it's like a stepping stone. It's an introduction because they see through some graphics, like we have the radio stations and all the frequencies listed and many of the content contributors being believers. If people write them, they get to engage in conversations, but this gets to be put out to the general public in all sorts of venues, and then people find that they really fall in love with the publication, and then they like, there's something different, because our stories aren't salacious, they're not sensationalizing evil or any kind of things. These are good content stories, I'd say wholesome stories that build up and encourage. And so we've gotten feedback these past 5 years as we've overseen the publication, actually about 5.5 years, but it's been around for a little over 30 years, so it's kind of neat to see how God has tripled the distribution and the people that are reading it, and we look forward to many years ahead. But this was your first publication. We had my good buddy, my friend, Roger Weisgarver. He's the chaplain of the Singing Men of GNN. He's the front page story titled Somewhere My Love. And Roger always features different musicians or artists and does a little story on them. So let's take them through really quick. You like the cover? That was Kelly's graphics and everything?
Yes.
Very colorful.
I mean, that was it. You know, you mentioned just this last week, I got to see it in print for the first time, and I can't stop looking at this cover. It's incredible. I love those little effects. Just, you know, you see the one guy who, you know, in front of the text. That's such a cool design feature. She showed me three different, I think they're called mock-ups, before getting to this one. And so the first one, I thought, oh, that's good. Yeah, I like that. I like how big it is. It takes up the whole thing. And then the second one, I'm like, oh, that's it. That's great. And then she did this third one. I'm like, I couldn't believe it could get better. You know, Kelly designed this from scratch.
Yep.
That's incredible. And what you see is, for the listener, you see this couple, hand on shoulder, and they're, you know, they're doing like a side hug thing. But they're looking out in the sunset and the mountains. And this is based off of this whole story of this composer, Maurice Jarre. And he was asked to compose for this movie. And there was one score that the director didn't like. He said, don't think about the movie when you write this score. Don't think about Russia. Don't think about the doctor. Don't think about the storyline of the movie. Instead, go out with your girlfriend for a couple days out in the mountains for inspiration. He said, I want this song to be universal, and came back and it became this world-renowned song, Somewhere My Love. Later on, someone added lyrics to it. Yeah, so this front page picture is depicting them out in the mountains.
Wow. And it shows the Prime Lifetime's winner of 29 national awards. Yeah.
Nice.
Ever growing. So this will be the first year where you get to submit some of your preferences or some of the articles that we think might qualify. And go to page two. There's Major Martin R. Delaney. It's Black History Month. So we appreciate Rob Seidenberg suggesting this article that he wrote up and gives us the importance of the major role that Major Martin Delaney played. And there's some advertisers. We appreciate Sunset Funeral Homes for helping underwrite the cost so we can offer these free of charge at so many different locations. And there's a little story about Barbara Streisand and Skywalker. And then we turn to the index of advertisers and then our staff. And there you were for the first time, editor-in-chief.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
Right below me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. At the right hand of the...
See, I get all the credit even though you are doing all the work. But thank you, God, for this team. I'm considered the publisher and you're the editor-in-chief. Our copy editor, Rob Seidenberg, graphic design, Kelly Ross, account representative, Richard Berkey, the beloved Richard Berkey, account representative, Holly Burns, account representative, Bob DeGonia. And Bob travels in from Indiana and does distribution to all the cities in Indiana, Rockville,
Bob,
and all
different. I think
different.
I met him.
Super great guy. Yeah.
He does all that travel every single month.
Yeah.
What incredible.
Yeah, he's great. Kelvin Dreger, account representative, proofreading. Ruth Esri, office manager. Karen Harrison, she does a lot of behind-the-scenes work. Webmaster Noah Nielsen, he does a lot of the web work for the Prime Lifetimes. You can see that at primelifetimes.com. And then editorial intern Sam Carroll, appreciate that team. And then all those that distribute, many volunteers that help get the publication out. And we need a growing sales team, though. We need some more advertisers and people to go out and get ads. So 30% commission, if you have some sales background, I could talk you through how you could have some income as you would find some advertisers. We're looking to increase pages eventually, and that means we need more ads, but we need a sales team to continue helping with that. And so there's the Rural Memories. I'll have Rob in probably next week or the following week to read The Long Walk Home. What did you think about the President's Trivia here?
I think I got one of them. I'm not good with that.
One of the six. So there's some
of
good
the six, yeah.
Good trivia. It's a leap year, everyone. Did you know that? Somebody was saying that about February. Mm-hmm. We get an extra day this month. And we turn the page. There's some more advertisers. There's our comics. We have the Middletons and Gasoline Alley. Those have been around. Our Senior Saints will know those two from probably their childhood. And I don't know. What do you call this one? It's a caption. It's a comic. I guess it's a comic.
It's a comic.
It's like a one.
Kelly called it something. I don't remember.
Slims looks like he's doing nothing, but actually he's coming up with the conspiracy theories about why his salary never goes up. His feet are on the desk. His hands are behind his head. They always have fun little ones. Then there's Scrabblegrams.
I don't remember what it's called, but I remember this was one
term
that Kelly had to get. Like, ask me again for. She says, you're missing this thing. She called it some caption or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that was one of those I appreciated the team's patience for. Yeah, turning to page A7, one of the articles I absolutely love is by Lori Borgman. It's called Determining What's His, Hers, and Theirs.
Yeah.
So Valentine's time, you know, we can talk about new relationships, but then how do the people who have been married for 45 years make it?
Yeah. She's great. Her articles always make you laugh and smile, and she's very gifted. Then we appreciate Larry Stevens. He always does a front row seat movie reviews, some more advertisers. Oh, yeah, there's the Bliss. We have something to tell you, and there's a dog and a cat going near their master. I'm not sure what that means. Like, the fact that they're together, the cat and the dog, I'm not sure what they're going to be telling him, but they must have been up to something that brings them before their master.
That's like one of those games that you can play, like finish the line here.
Right.
Like, what do you think they're saying?
Yeah. I was thinking usually when they make a mess in there.
Yeah,
you know,
they
like,
made a mess.
We missed the litter box and, you know.
Broke the TV.
Yeah.
We have something to do.
Oh, you talked about how you love the new laws. Rob did some research and found like hundreds of laws that were changing in 2024 and took the best top 10 or 15 and listed the new laws for Illinois and the new laws for Indiana. So that's in page A8.
Mm-hmm. So if you turn to page A9, you'll see the Prime Life Poet. And that's something we like to feature as often as we can. We love poetry, especially, you know, February, Valentine's Day. So our very own Rob wrote Only One Rose. And then we have some from history. But yeah, we'd love to receive as many poems as we can. So if there's any poets listening, I'd really encourage, I'd love to read anything you have to send. I think it means a lot coming from someone locally.
Right. Is there a poet among us?
Yeah.
Right in. The Prime Lifetimes. Stop by primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, and there's an area that says content contributors, and you can read where to send it and what's involved, how many words. Poetry is obviously usually much shorter than a whole article or a story, but you might get to be printed in our publication. And then we turn, there's a brief history of Valentine's Day. Tim Barber, we always appreciate his series called Thoughts to Ponder.
Then on page A11, you get to see the story behind the Nike swoosh. And isn't that interesting? All of these iconic symbols, so often, people don't know what they thought of them. Yeah. So it's titled, Maybe It'll Grow On Me. So, you know, the one who's funding the project, they see the Nike swoosh. They're like, I guess we can live with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And this becomes like the symbol, bigger than anything else, you know?
Yeah, the 70s flashback. That series of articles used to be called the 60s flashback.
60s.
But as he started doing it and, you know, he started changing and transitioning to the 70s flashback because everything got 10 years older. And so it's now the 70s flashback. And there's a number of additional pages. We encourage you to find your edition of the February Prime Lifetimes. Joining me in the studio is Nick Brzozowski, and he's our editor-in-chief. Yeah, a lot of great other stories and articles, and appreciate the advertisers. Maybe you're a business and you want to creatively advertise with us. You can place your ad in our beloved Prime Life Times, 32,000 monthly readers, and sometimes you get shout-outs over the air, and we'd love to partner with you so we can continue to offer this free of charge to our many readers. And it's a great publication. And I wanted to introduce you to Nick, who is our new editor-in-chief. Started officially January 1st, and this is his first publication. So if you have ideas or stories, and I think we're going to host a workshop in the coming weeks. We're still working it out because there may be some of you that want to volunteer and help us with proofreading or article gathering or other different jobs to make this publication even better. We're going to utilize Rob's special gifts, and he's going to train up the next generation of editors and proofreaders, and maybe you can be a part of that. We'll have more to say. We're still praying it up and thinking it through, but we can always use help with this beloved Prime Lifetimes publication, and maybe it's something that you could do in your free time or help out. And in fact, you were saying Jim Miller, one of our board members, did some proofreading recently. So
yeah,
you just never know. I didn't know he had those gifts, but you said he's doing pretty good. Or Rob was.
Yeah, Rob was impressed.
Yeah.
Rob was impressed. That feels good when you can make Rob happy.
Yeah. When Rob's happy, we're all happy. Yeah. So, all right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Nick Brzozowski with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.